Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Oh, you know what today is.
Cool. Best day of the week.
Cool. Sitting there going, man, I don't know why I was in such a good mood the entire day. I'm like, because it's Thursday. It's because it's Thursday.
Oh, yeah, it's Thursday.
Y'all got over the hump. There's an NFL game in 3 hours.
Yep.
What do you mean, why are you in a good mood? Because it's Thursday.
Thursday does.
That's why.
This time of year, it definitely gets you into that mood and that mode. And, you know, you check your various fantasy lineups to see who you've got going tonight. And it's like, okay, Khalil Shakir. I got you in there.
Shakir. Thursday.
Shakir.
Thursday, do y'all have this? Thursday's like a little to-do list. You wake up, and there's that mental thing. You're like, okay, did I do my picks? Is my fantasy lineup set? Is my other fantasy lineup set? Did I check the injury report? What do we got going? Did I do my survivor pool? Like, I've got, priorities. I don't know. I don't know if the kids got to school today, but I did my picks.
Yeah.
And so I am ready to go, and we're going to have a ride the Dibbers today. 9-1.
Yeah.
9-1.
9-1.
I mean, in a way, aren't you kind of glad that you got the one out of the way? I know it'd be fun to be 10-0, but now you don't have that pressure. You can just try to be like really, really effective all year long.
Yeah, I'm trying to be more like you in that the process. I'm not trying to think too much or overthink it. What I've done so far, and I'm 22-10 overall, all picks, because I'm in that spread. Yeah. Confidence pool. I won week one. I won week two. It's a 23-person thing, so I'm good for the year, but I'm just going to try to stay with what I've been doing. So, yeah, the pick is in. We can do that as the show gets rolling here, but the pick is in for Thursday Night Football.
Herm Edwards in 15 minutes. JT O'Sullivan in exactly 1 hour, and then a whole lot of you at 888-957-9570. I thought that was a good discussion there in the crossover with regard to this idea. Yeah, I'm not saying that you let the opponent and what week of the year it is determine whether or not you should start a player. I want to be very careful there. I'm not saying that the Niners could, should, or would push Brock because of its divisional opponent. All I'm doing is I am dismissing what I hear from many this week, which is, it's the Cardinals. Look, I get it. They're boring. This is a boring opponent.
I don't think so.
I know you don't. But for a lot of people, and there's a lot of this all year long, You're not going to get the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Lamar's not coming to town. Josh Allen, fireball, we're not doing that this year. So there's a sleepiness to it. And because it's week three, I hear this from a lot of people. Hey, man, don't press too hard. It's okay if you're 2-1. It's just week three. And by the way, if you're using last week as a barometer and your thought is, hey, I think Matt can win the game, then that's fine. That's fine. I think, sure, Matt can win the game. That's allowed. I personally think Brock Purdy's a better quarterback and therefore gives you a better chance, but it doesn't mean you don't have a chance without Mac. My point is, I just want to try to wipe clear this idea that, A, it's only week three, and B, it's only the silly Cardinals. So, like, whatever, don't push it. Those are bad reasons.
And those are not real reasons. I mean, you can have them be your reason, but it's not their reasons and it's not his reason and stuff. He goes by one thing and one thing only. You've said it many times. You good? You're playing.
Right.
You not good? You're not playing. And that's just the way that's going to go. And it has nothing to do with Mac. It has nothing to do with Brock or Arizona or the calendar. It has to do with one man's toe. And if the toe is good enough, then the toe will go. And if the toe is not, then the toe's a no. And it doesn't matter divisional game. It does matter that it's week three as opposed to the wild card game, for example.
Okay, sure.
If we're talking playoffs or a win and in situation, totally different. So week three, yeah, you have time to make up for a loss if you lose, and you can be precautionary if you don't think he's quite there. Shanahan's going to look at it and say, are you good enough to be able to go out there and do Brock Purdy things? And if the answer is yes, then he plays.
I agree with you 100%. What I just think is hard for fans to sort of process, and I understand why, because we are just beings who want to be entertained. I get that, but understand that an NFL team, let's say this week it was Sunday Night Football at Levi's Stadium, and the Eagles were coming to town.
Oh, yeah, Grandy. Rev it up.
You understand?
Yeah. Thank you. I can tell.
Let's go.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here comes A.J. Brown, and he brought his book. Jalen Hurts threatening to pass for over 92 yards in this one. And also, Sirianni and his spit will be on the other sideline. Big Dom right there on his left and his right. Against Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, and the San Francisco 49ers. Throw the records out in this newly minted rivalry between the two. Understand that's a smaller game than when the Cardinals come to town at 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
Well,
it's worth less to the 49ers than a division game at home. Period.
In the case of a tie, you're right. And when it comes down to, you know, you're 12-5 and they're 12-5, well, they beat you twice, so you don't win the division. Yeah. And Philadelphia's in another division.
It's not just a tiebreaker. It's you get a win and they get a loss.
Of course.
And that's who you need to beat.
That's right. And that's why Seattle's the only team that's not undefeated right now, because they had to play the 49ers. So all those things considered, and hopefully we'll hear from Brock Purdy and within the next hour or so. That would be good news. And if he's good enough to play, he goes out there and he plays. Doesn't mean that they're going to win automatically. And we get more into Arizona. I've been doing some film study, looking at the Cardinals.
No, really?
You got it. You got
film study?
Yeah, not deep, like okay. All 22. But
yeah, did you get the tape somehow?
No,
you
try to watch as much of the team you're going to face as you can. And the thing that I look at with Arizona on defense is this is a good defense.
You think?
Yeah, not elite, but they're good.
Then why the Panthers run up and down the field on them late?
Well, I mean, yeah. Run up and down on them?
Late in the second half, no doubt.
Right, late in the game, sure. I'm looking at it here, and it's 27-9 with 7 minutes left.
Sure.
It's a three-score game. So did you allow them to dominate early? No, but with a lead, you played a little softer. You played with a little cushion. I'll tell you this. What I see on the film from Arizona, you're going to need Brock Purdy more than you're going to need Mac Jones, because they're going to confuse you.
Oh,
we'll ask Herm about this, about Arizona and their front. They bring 5 or 6 or 7 up, and they'll drop guys into short zones, and they do a lot of confusing things. I'm not saying that Mac can't decipher it, but that's going to be a big key in this game.
Did they turn Spencer Rattler or Bryce Young over?
They had a fumble 6 in the opening minute of the game.
Okay, but I guess I'm even more interested in interceptions. They pick either of them off? I don't remember off the top of my head if there were any interceptions. Bryce Young was picked off, what, once? Yeah, Bryce Young gave up one interception. Did they pick off Spencer Rattler?
No, there was no turnovers in that opening game.
All right.
No turnovers.
All right, so one interception.
Yep, and a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Fumbles.
Which was on a sack.
Yeah.
I mean, fumbles are fumbles, but when you have three guys on top of the quarterback and one of them pops the ball out, you get credit for it.
Yeah, for sure.
For a good defensive play.
I just mean that idea of confusing you, that's sort of like, in my mind at least, led me to believe you're talking about, you know, a defender being somewhere that Mac Jones didn't think he would be or whatever, and throwing the ball into coverage and picking him off. So they've got one so far.
Yep.
And they have not played very sparkly quarterbacks as of yet.
And the Niners played the same quarterback.
Right.
And, you know, New Orleans got 107 yards on the ground against Arizona, and I think they got a little bit more against the 49ers. New Orleans did.
Yep.
And then they held Carolina to 49 yards. I'm not going to say that Carolina's a juggernaut offensively, but Chuba Hubbard's good back, and he had a couple of chunk runs in this game. But I think that Arizona, and we'll get more into their defense as we get closer to Sunday, but they got a lot of good athletes, especially up front.
Okay.
Fast defense.
Okay. So now you want Brock Purdy to play.
It's not that I don't want him to play, but it's not anything I'm worrying about. His toe's either good enough or it's not.
Right.
And so.
Well, but okay, maybe I should ask it this way, because famously for the entire week, you and I had conversations last week with regard to how much you believed Mac Jones would come in and play well. And you believed. And I was like, I don't know why you would believe. Like, maybe he will.
Yeah.
But I've watched him play a lot in the NFL, and it's not all that great. And then he came in, he had a very nice game.
Yeah.
That's one game.
You gave him an A+.
I did.
Randy gave him an A. I gave him an A-.
You're like, he's a backup quarterback. How could you ask for more than that?
Not much more.
Fantastic.
Three touchdowns and no picks. He had 2 fumbles and lost one.
But is your faith not the same this week after watching Arizona defense film?
It's still there. I think that Matt can come in and play well. I'm more concerned with Connor Colby making his first start of his career, because Ben Bartsch is on IR, so he's gone for at least 4 weeks. And so you're going to have Trent Williams, who is still probably nursing a something. Dominic Pooney's been knocked down a few times, and now you've got a rookie at guard, and you've already struggled as an offensive line a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, there was a high pressure rate in Seattle.
Yep.
I thought last week was largely pretty good.
McGlinchey gave up a sack that resulted in a fumble.
Yeah, Burford is hurt too. So Austin Pleasance might be active for this game.
That to me is more of a concern than Mac Jones having to step in again.
Mm.
The offensive line, and you know, Juwan Jennings is he's nursing a shoulder, and he had something with his lower leg. And I know today he was limited.
He was on the side.
Juszczyk was in the blue jersey.
Right, so he's moving
in
through
the protocol.
He's taken at least one step through the protocol.
And probably a couple by now, which is good. So I'm not totally panicked by those injuries, but the offensive line is one that I'm going to be definitely keeping an eye on. And the other factor, and we can get more into this as we get through it, Kyler Murray is a problem. And I'm looking at this Carolina game.
It can be.
A couple times they had him absolutely dead to right sacked, and he scrambles for 47.
Yeah, no, you don't ever have him dead to right sack. He's not a great quarterback, but boy, he hard to catch.
Yeah.
He's hard to track down.
Last year he had that 50-yard touchdown against the Niners.
Yeah, he did.
Well, in the game that actually mattered.
Absolutely disgusting defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.